And moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Saul Gonzalez in for Steve Chiatakis. It's a new year, and that means new stories that can determine the future of Orange County. 2024 is, of course, an election year, and a closely contested congressional race in the OC could be all important in determining the political makeup of the House of Representatives. Our own Orange County Oracle, Gustavo Arellano, joins us now to talk more about this race and other stories to watch in OC in 2024. Hey, Gustavo, and Happy New Year, man.
Hola, Saul.
So, Katie Porter is running to replace Dianne Feinstein in the U.S. Senate. We all know that. Her Irvine area congressional seat then has to be filled. Tell us about the candidates who want the job.
Yeah, Katie Porter, remember, barely won in 2022. It was very, very close. And so the person who nearly beat her, former OC GOP chair Scott Baugh, he's running for that seat again. The big fight right now is who is going to probably pass on to the number two slot for the general election on the Democrat side. Right now you have State Senator Dave Minn going up against Joanna Weiss, who was the founder of this progressive organization that helped to make Orange County blue over the past couple of years. So right now they're just swinging at each other nonstop. Meanwhile, Scott Baugh is sort of kicking back, raising a lot of funds, and whoever's going to win between Minn and Weiss, it's going to be a battle royale. Because remember, in 2018, Orange County's congressional delegation turned all blue for the first time ever. Then Republicans were able to win back two more seats, and so you know they want yet another seat in Orange County.
So, you know, when it comes to that seat or other congressional seats that have flipped in Orange County, at this moment, things could change, of course, but at this moment, where do you see things leaning?
This one is really, really hard because Katie was very popular, even though she barely won last time. The Republicans, when they had that existential embarrassment in 2018 of the congressional districts turning blue, they have slowly but surely planned for this moment. I mean, you had the two other seats that are currently run by or held by Republicans, by Young Kim and Michelle Steele. Those are locks. There is not expected to be any contest there whatsoever. So the Republicans are going to throw everything possible. It's a presidential year. So the one thing that District 47, we're talking about the 47th Congressional District, the one thing the Democrats have for them is that Orange County has never gone with Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee yet again, there's no guarantee that the conservatives here are necessarily going to either vote for Trump or even go for Scott Baugh.
Let's turn to another issue. Climate change, of course, a huge topic all over the planet, including Orange County. What's happening there, especially in coastal communities?
Oh, yeah. The big story of last year was just the continued coastal erosion all the way down in South Orange County. So we're talking about San Clemente, a little bit of Capistrano Beach. For months, the Pacific Surfliner, the Amtrak train that can take you from Union Station all the way down to San Diego, it was shut down because they had to secure the track so they wouldn't slide into the sea. And this is something that has been affecting coastal communities in Orange County now really for decades. Like, now it's a regular occurrence where you have waves or the tide going up and flooding streets. So finally, these cities are saying, okay, we admit it. We have a problem here.
Yeah. And I also know there's a proposal to move the tracks literally miles inland from the coastal route.
Oh, that would be billions of dollars. And that's not something anyone wants to do. But here's the reality. The coastline in Orange County, it's a multi-billion dollar revenue generator for those cities. And if the coast keeps slowly but surely coming in, at a certain point, these communities are going to have to figure out. And I know this is something that's happened in other places in California. What do they call it? Managed retreat, where you have to go inland. And if that were to happen, the Orange County that we know wouldn't be existing anymore.
Okay, I want to talk about one Orange County city in particular, and that's Huntington Beach, man. That community always seems to be in the news because of its conservative city council majority. What's like one or two big issues that we expect to see a lot of coming out of Huntington Beach in 2024?
Well, Huntington Beach, of course, has a 4-3 city council majority by not just conservatives, but arch conservatives who are proud to vote lockstep. For instance, right now, there's a lawsuit that the city has against the state of California over housing mandates. Huntington Beach insists it's Mayberry, doesn't need any more housing, definitely does not have to turn into a liberal enclave like Los Angeles. The other interesting vote that the council has put for March for the primary is asking the voters in Huntington Beach whether they want to enact voter ID laws. So in other words, where you'd have to show identification if you were to vote. Already, California Attorney General Rob Bonta said, you better watch it with that. I'm going to sue you. I'll probably sue you the way the city has fought with California in the past. But the majority, they love that. They love to be seen as the bad people by all these liberals because liberals don't belong in Huntington Beach, according to them.
All right, we're going to end on sports. We all know that Shohei Ohtani is moved from the Angels right up the freeway to the Dodgers. So what does that mean for the Angels? What is their post-Ohtani future looking like in this coming season?
It looks very, very grim. You have, of course, Mike Trout, who's getting older and getting more and more injured. There's this really sad billboard of him on the 5 Freeway South near the City of Commerce where, you know, it's just a picture of him. He's not smiling at all. And it's like, oh, you know, buy tickets for the Angels. No one wants to buy tickets for the Angels this season. Even the most diehard fans, they're just waiting for Artie Moreno to finally sell. When he announced that he was going to sell, what was it, 2022, everyone rejoiced at the beginning of 23, said, nope, I want to keep it. So, Artie, I'm not an Angels fan, but my cousins are, my brother, my sister are. They're begging you, please sell.
All right, that was Gustavo Arellano, columnist for the LA Times with the Orange County Stories to Watch in 2024. Thanks, Gustavo.
Gracias.
And that is it for us today. What's up tomorrow? Looking for Love? A feminist comic thinks a game show she's invented might be the way to find it. And with Southern California traffic back to full force after the pandemic, will we ever find a solution to our transportation woes with new tech, or is it all a pipe dream? You can check out the show online anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. You can also share feedback and story ideas there. That's kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarno, Phil Richards, Amy Tong, Carlos Ramirez, Christine Comito, Michael Fogel, and Christian Bordahl all made today's show possible. I'm your guest host, Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and see you tomorrow.